そうそう。
You have very strong grip, and if this grip comes, then our path becomes so deep. And this is called raga. Not raga. There is far difference in raga. If animal follow remote subject and the mahatma, very strict and so on. Surely a greed will come. To serve Krishna and Radhika, surely it will come. The names taken by ordinary person, Karmi and Yami, are not the same name as the devotee, Lord devotee. So we should try to take under the guise and guidance of so qualified and rasi and tattva darshi. Tattva darshi to follow. Our Sikhya Guru is Krishna. Sikhya Guru is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Our Sikhya Guru is Krishna. The successor of boundless treasure of vegetation. I think that's a that we are so much fortunate to have this. Very rare in this world they can have any relation with these things other than country, eat, drink, and otherwise. I want salvation, I want to be free. This is more wretched than Kali's also. So that we do that. So I was thinking that I am going out of pleasure. But I am feeling that wherever I go, ready. So many good feelers, Tulsi Mala, so beautiful faces, having so much honor for God and Satru is mind only, not anything. Conquer enemies. Only enemies is our mind. Manaiva manushanam karana bandha manushanam. None are Satru. Only mind.
Jati Satru?
Yes, Satru.
गोविंदाय नमो नमः पिक अप फेदर वृंदा तुलसी श्री
दे सरस्वती देवी इज द डिवोटी ऑफ
कृष्णा
They must read the story about Keshava and Kashmiri. And what is that?
It has been offered?
Yes.
Who put it? Sharon put it. There is a photograph of your lady. then you can
like
solve
it. Whether we are male body,
but Atma soul is like one, and by soul it is.
Panchakalpatarubhyasya kripasindubhyaivacha patitanam pavani vaishnavirchino namoha patannaya krishna prema pradayate कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद प्रिय द्वैत गदाधर हरे कृष्ण 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 राम हरे 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 राम हरे राम राम I'm going down to my I'm so proud that to be here from honorable politicians. I have no practice to speak in 20 English of this language, but this I can speak Sanskrit, Hindi, or another, but yet I am trying to speak English. I think that Navadi Prabhu, anyone can express what I am going to tell. But I will try to speak in English. In our epics, Vedas, especially Gita, it has been told that everyone wants happiness. Everyone wants that no suffering should be for you. We will not have to suffer. We don't want any suffering. But yet we try to be happy. We want to be happy. For what wants happy. And they try for it. But each man or in a group or also in Rashtra Sangha.
Rashtra Sangha is UN.
UN. All the intelligent persons are trying to have this. But we know that for a long time we are not getting pure happiness. And so many difficulties, problems are coming. Anyone can try that we should not be old, but we are bound to be old. We want that we should be in the age of 16. So beautiful. But we see that you have to be born if you go away, or I will be very weak. We cannot walk at the age of 100. When we cannot reach to 100, we want that our hair should be golden and black. But at last we see that everyone has to give up this work. And he'll have to leave all this body. What he has done in this whole age, what we have collected for our gratification of senses, we are bound to give up here. So, they are arranging the question that who am I? Who is wanting peace? Who is wanting happiness? And who is the person he wants that we should not face any difficulty, no sorrow, no sufferings? Who is it? Is it this body? Or not that they speak body? We know that this soul does not die. It does not live but. We know that a story I am going to tell you. That there was a king. He was emperor. except when being empowered. So many soldiers. He wanted to own whole world, like Napoleon Bonaparte. That is, everyone should come to know, control, invade, and an emperor who was equal to him. And if he could defeat him, he would be one king in the whole world, and he can rule and control everybody. And he like it, invaded. But he was killed in this battle. And his head was cut down. In the evening, these soldiers saw that our king had been killed. They gathered their body and took it to Paris, where his wife, his children were. When they saw that their father, his husband, his son, his king, began to weep bitterly. They began to weep so bitterly that none was to consolate them. Everyone there. So, what about that? A boy came, his age was about 5. He came at once and told them, "Why you are weeping? Why you are?" None was to reply. And one person came and told that, "You are a little boy, you should go and play. You should not come here. You will not understand what happened. So you should go and play." They were told that I am knowing everything, but you are knowing nothing. But you are weeping, tell me. They told that the king has died. The king has died. He has gone. Where he has gone? When he is returned, this old person and all others told that he will never return. He has gone to a place from where nothing can return. The boy answered, "Oh, you are telling lies. The person is here. He lying down here, he is sleeping. So you should call him and he can talk with you. He will never talk. Why? He has up till now known that he is my husband. He is my child. He is our friend. He is our king. King is here, your son is here, your husband is here, to whom you have loved. You have so much affection, to whom you have feed, you have supported, he lies down here. But you are not talking with him. That of that he has gone, where he has gone? His soul has gone. And why you are weeping? Have you seen that soul? Have you any connection with that person? His soul? How he was fat, how he was long, he was black or fair, how he was narrow or simple, have you seen? Never. Then why you are with him? If he was body, he is lying inside of him, in front. And if we have no relation with that soul, we have never seen him, then who is that? Why you are with him? He told a very little story that there were two pairs, one pair of pigeons. They were sitting on the tree, laughing at each other, talking very loving affection. The sea pigeon was telling that a very good place we have come here. See, everybody is going on very strictly. So, green grasses are here, and the corn of rice, like moti, pulp, is here. We should go and take, and we should collect for our children. He told that you should never go there. There is a hunter. He has given a jar there. Next there. And if you go,
he will trap you.
And kill you and take you. That's it. As a meal, you should not go there. The wife told that, no, you should not see like this. Where is anybody? Come fearlessly, and we should both think. The man told, I will not go. If you want to go, you can go. She fled from there and went to take the rice. When he was doing so, the hunter caught him in the back neck, and she was weeping so bitterly. I could not know that he will take him in prison, in net. He was bitterly crying. We had then kept flying from up, and he said, out of the net. And she was in net. Both were so much crying. The man was telling that I cannot support my boys, children. If instead of you, I was in net, then it was so good. But he cannot. And he began to be so bitter. Seeing nothing future and anything. Hunter was behind a tree with a bow and arrow, and he laughing and clapping his hands, he
in
and
to the
male. And arrow went straight in his
chest
and he fell flat. Then clapping him and
smiling
face, he came in there and he caught hold of that pigeon and sea pigeon there. He taken their legs and smiling he went and he cooked them both. The siksha,
instruction.
The instruction is there that that will be so. Anyone cannot stop it. And those who have died there have to come here again. This is the room of anyone cannot escape from this. She was in prison, in net, and her husband was out of her. But he could not see that death is coming on my head. Similarly, our forefathers had gone. Our fathers had gone. Our forefathers, forefathers, all had gone. But he never think that we'll have to face him. We'll be dead. Everyone has to die. But there is a rule and regulation that we can overcome of death and birth and this is very easily we can. All are trying to facing troubles and sufferings, but they are not crossing this. There are so many problems in this world, so So many wars are going, you have seen, great war, and so many wars. You saw that a bomb ruined Japan. We can do so many things to ruin, but we cannot do. We cannot make a leg of an ant. We cannot give life to anyone. We cannot give any friend to anyone, love, affection. So, Gita, our Gita and Bhagavad, an ancient base. And I think that all epics, even Bible's and Mohammedan's Quran, everyone tells in a word, in a line, that we should try to serve Krishna or Krishna or Godhead, spiritual Godhead. Godhead Supreme is one without second. Someone thinks that we are God. Some thinks that we are Brahman. Like Maximula, he has explained Veda, but he has done wrong there. He could not explain Vedas. He made only some persons where had no clear conception of Vedas. And he explained like Karmis. Karmis means material. He could not explain in good manner. He explained like our Shankar explained that we are all Brahma. If you are Brahma, when you are suffering so sorrow, so many troubles, if you are Brahma, if you are God, why you have become like so? Why you are in a chain of birth and death? Shankar cannot reply. Anyone cannot reply. The thing is that we are part and parcel of Godhead, Supreme Godhead. So we want, we are some kishen, same, having same qualities like God. He is Satchit Ananda. That Satchit Ananda means happiness. Chit means knowledge. And Sat means entity.
Eternity.
So, in some cases, we are like Brahma. Our soul does not die. He does not take birth. But see, he cannot create birth. Well, we are the part and parcel. In any case, we cannot be Brahma. We cannot create. But we can be out of Maya, illusory Maya. This matter. How we can do? If in a word, I want to say practically the result of all living entity, it is law or affection. You know that Brahmin, Kshatriya and Vaishya and Shudra. But actually, the pure souls are part and parcel, as subject of the Supreme Personality of God, that is Krishna. And we have relation with that God, praying, love, affection. A tiger has also affection to his child, a heart to his child. A tiger has so much affection, so much love for their wives and children. There are both Christians without affection anyone cannot live. So it is common to all, whether we may be of any country, whether it may be cows, buffalo, tigers, trees, creepers, all as that. And there are in them some love and affection for each other. Trees have also senses. When the plant that will touch, it will be like this. And after that, it will be full blossom. Everyone has love, affection. Where there is an entity, where there is life, certainly there should be affection. So we will have to develop our affection from very material things to Krishna, to God. And it is not so hard task. We can do it easily. We can love a dog. We can love any cow, buffalo, or anything. We can love our children, wife, and all other things. Why do we not love the Creator? We will see that we are not seeing and realizing Him. How we can have love to them? I can say that we can realize it easily. We don't know that language or anything, but from ears, from eyes we can talk each other. We can realize that you are happy to see me or not. We can easily realize. We know that if there, God is there. Sun is controlled by Godhead. Moon is controlled by me. The waves are coming in the sea in neat time. The air is blowing. Who is controlling? If we keep a letter, a pen and paper, pen will cannot arrive there. Right. Because there is no sense. So we see that what is going on in this world is controlled by Godhead. There must be any controller. Sun rises at the neat time. The springs suddenly
six seasons
are controlled, coming automatically on the neat of time. We are taking birth and we are dying. Who is controlling? There must be control. We are not monarch of all. We see that we can invent everything, but you cannot do anything. We will have to take matters from this world. And who has created these matters? Without matter, we cannot do anything. So Krishna, because the Godhead is controller of whole body. He is everywhere. If he call my son, and my son is somewhere out of this scope, he cannot come. Because he will not hear. If my son or anyone is out of country, we are calling, come on, come on, but he will not hear. He cannot come. He does not know. My mother and father and my relations are calling me. Because he is not star of the star of the parents. My children. So, but Krishna, Godhead is everywhere. In our heart, in every part of the world, in atoms, even is when we call Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, he is knowing. He is knowing everything. That he is calling me and he is here, not any far away. So he will manage what will pray. He will pray anything, he will hear and manage it. Because he knows everything and he everywhere. He is one but everywhere. We are one but not everywhere. This is the difference between Krishna, God and soul. So if we pray that we want prem to you, that affection to you, I want to serve you, and without this we cannot have peace of tranquility of peace or peace of mind and get it from all sufferings. If we want to cross the chain of birth and death and sorrow, we must pray God. We should not pray for, oh God, give me bread and butter. Oh God, give me salvation. Salvation is power in the sky. Nothing but zero. So pray God is cooled off. What means? Purnam Mada, Purnam Idam, Purnata Purnam Udachate, Purnasya Purnam Adaya, Purnam Eva Vashishya. His whole he is not zero. Some philosophers tell that God is zero. We are zero. This world is zero. We have come from zero. We will go to zero. This is absurd. From zero, anyone cannot, anything cannot be possible. There must be something. There must be anything. There must be full thing. Krishna is everything. He is whole. Anything taken from him, yet he is full. Infinite minus infinity is infinity. We are told that we are part and parcel of Krishna, Godhead. He is a murti of embodiment of affection, portion of rasa. Rasa means mellow, portion of that. And he is full of so many qualities. He is so kind, he is so merciful. If you pray him, that I want to serve. Make us the way. And we see that Ram and all others for the same thing, not other than that. But manifested. We don't worship so many gods and goddesses in India. Worship one Krishna. But this is the attribute and his power, that is Srimati Radhika. Without power, anything cannot be done, anything. So there must be power and what? Krishna, Srimati Radhika is power, Shakti, energy, and Krishna is energetic. So with them, you know some history of India, that Ravan stole away Sita. The fact is this, he wanted to be the supreme Lord, God, but no attribute, no, he was not accepting power or energy. So he stole Sita, that Krishna should be without Shakti, Ram, and I will be monarch of all, and I will tester of the whole world and all women's. But he was killed. Kansa also was like this. So we should know that energy and Shakti and Shaktiman both should be worshipped. God has not only, he is not powerless, or he is not shapeless, or he is not such a person that no attributes, no qualities in him. God has every kind of quality but pure, out of matter, material, eternal form. Because it has written in Bhagavad Gita, as heard in that, God created man after his own image. If he had no image, how he created man after his own image? In Bible also it is written, Quran. In also Quran, Muslim tells that our God has no feature, no shape, nothing, no quality. But there also in Quran it is written, Inna Allah khalaqa min suratihi. That is the same thing in Bible and in Indian scripture, that God, that is Khuda, created man after his own image. Everything in all scriptures, we can see that God has shaped pure out of prakriti, out of matter. He has shaped. He has so many qualities. If he had no qualities, then he is not merciful. Then what is the use of praying him? So, we must recognize that Krishna has said, God has said, Khuda has said, and they are all one. But Krishna is the supreme personality, and all are the attributes, and all are the manifestants. I think that I have spoken about that hour. Doctors have told me not to speak more than that. And so much happy to meet you all. I was saying that I cannot speak English, but you are so merciful to hear me without any song. I am so much indebted to you all, and I am welcoming and giving dhanyavad to you.
Thanks to you.
Thanking to you all. I think that anyone can speak to anybody.
Anyone who has a question, few questions to you, feel free to ask something at this time. Anyone? Don't be shy.
Yes.
holy? Holly or holy? Spell it. H-O-L-Y.
Holy means pure.
We use this word for very sacred thing, sacred thing like God, devotees, who has some power, attributes. Anyone is not like him. That is holy Krishna name, God's name. We also use it, but holy bhakti is anything which is related to God.